40 will jump it up. That is Gage Smith, and they look to be exactly the same height. Tip is up and controlled by Maynard in the backcourt. Number four have got it. They bring them to the front court. Collins going to play a little zone defense here. It looks like a 1-3-1. And number four, West, with it is going to be held in 5 seconds. Good defensive stand for the Alton Comets. On the first time they had to go on defense, they forced the guard into a 5 second call, and the Comets will bring it the other way. Number 11, Jaron Holzapfel, will inbound, got the ball to Jacob Ruddy. Ruddy gives it up, now goes to the right side on the wing. That is Ruddy with it. Wings it around. Now going to the bucket and down low for Tharp, lays it up and in. Corbin Tharp, first 2 points of the night for the Alton Comets, who are out to the early 2-0 lead here at the Battle of the Border tournament. Maynard again working around the perimeter. Number four, West has got it. Is it taken away? Comets with a steal. That was Holzapfel. Brings it up the right side. They'll swing it around to Willard. Willard looking to penetrate. Now backs it out. Kicks the ball over on the far side to Seacrest. Goes to the baseline. Back out to Tharp. He'll launch a three. That one's off the rim. No good. And rebound taken for Big Gage Smith for the Maynard Tigers. Maynard with it out on top. Give it on the left side to West. Let the three ball fire. It's up. No good. And the ball went up and hit the play clock up on top of the basket. So it'll be a turnover and goes to Alton. Here come the Comets. Jaron Holzapfel brings it up out of the backcourt. Crosses the big MS in the middle of the floor here at Mammoth Spring High School. Gives over to Willard. Willard lets a three go. It's no good from the right side wing. Rebounded by West for Maynard. He drives down the court, shoots and scores the layup. It's good. So Maynard going coast to coast with West on the rebound and race down the floor for the layup. Alton back in the half court set. That ball on the left side. Long shot is up. No good. And the rebound taken by Maynard again. Tigers bring it up out of the backcourt. Number 40, Smith with it. Now gives it up out front to West. West, double team, swings a pass down low. Got it down there to Mustred. He shoots no good. Rebound controlled by Holzapfel. Pushes up the floor, down the middle of the lane, going up with a shot. Had it blocked and out of bounds. Shot was blocked on the way up. Number one got it. That was number two. That was Mustred. Comets inbound the ball, got it in the corner. Three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound gets to the floor, and a rebound taken by Maynard. West brings up the right side, feeds over to Mustred. Mustred into the corner. Three-point shot is up and no good for number 12, Weisenbach. And the Alton Comets with a rebound. Here's Willard going in the lane, trying to split a double team, and he's going to be called for a travel. They've tried to make a jump stop through the double team and came down 1 foot then the other. That is a travel. And first substitution of the night goes to Maynard, number 14, checking into the ballgame. That is Gardner, Isaac Gardner, a senior. He goes into the far corner. And Maynard comes the other way with the ball. They swing it to the left side. Long shot by West is up off the rim. No good. Rebound comes out long, and the Comets have got it. That is Ruddy going to the basket. Throws up a shot. It's no good, but a foul going to be whistled on the play. And I believe Ruddy will go to the free throw line and shoot two. We'll see. Are they going to call it on the floor? Oh, they called it on the shot. So Alton will send Jacob Ruddy to the free throw line, trying to break this 2-2 score. Ruddy puts the first one up, but it's good. Number two, Jacob Ruddy, his first point of the evening, comes with 5:28 to go in the first quarter. Second free throw is on the way. Nothing but net for Ruddy. He hits them both at Alton out to a 4-2 lead now. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Oh, and Maynard got a man open down under the bucket. Goes up with a shot. It's blocked by Willard. But Caden's going to be called for the foul. That'll send number 14 to the free throw line for the Maynard Tigers. That is Isaac Gardner, a senior, and he will shoot two. Chance to tie the score here. 5:20 to go in the quarter. Shot is up and, oh, hit the front of the rim. Wouldn't bounce over. Falls off the front, so 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Second one, bounces it twice, three times, put the right hand on it, and shoots too hard, no good, and the rebound taken by Holzapfel for the Alton Comets. Holzapfel brings it up out of the backcourt, moves to the top of the key, swings it on the right side to Seacrest. Seacrest got it down low to Tharp. He steps around the defense. The big lefty shoots and scores. Corbin Tharp for this second bucket, and the Alton lead is now 6-2. Maynard with it in the corner. They bring it back out front. The ball almost stolen by Seacrest, but he touched out of bounds on the right side. He just almost picked that one away from Mustred. Maynard will trigger the ball in on the near side, right in front of the Alton Comet bench. And it'll be Gardner to trigger it and brings it in the corner. Quick shot is up. A three out of the corner is good for Mustred. First three-pointer of the game goes to Maynard and the Tigers back to within one. Alton with the ball. Holzapfel right side to Seacrest. Seacrest back to Holzapfel. He'll let one fly from three-point land. It's no good, and the long rebound comes out to West. West drives up the court, gives it up to a teammate, number two. That is number two on my list. Yeah, Mustred, who just hit the three a moment ago. Gives it back out to West. Now quick pass to the inside to the big man, Smith. He turns, shoots, no good, and the rebound off the hands of the Alton Comets. It'll be Maynard basketball. 4:20 to go, first quarter. Alton up one, Maynard with the ball, inbound down under the bucket. And there's a quick pass in the lane. Shot is no good for Maynard. Rebound controlled by Willard for the Comets. Alton on the run up the right side. Caden gives it out top. That's Holzapfel for three. It's no good. The rebound taken by Mustred for Maynard. Mustred pushes the ball up in the corner to West. Gives a head and shoulder fake. Goes around the defense. Shoots on the baseline. No good. We got a Comet player down on the play. Looks like maybe Holzapfel. He went up high in the air on the head and shoulder fake. And when the player went around him, it took his feet right out from under him, and he landed. He's still on the sideline over there. He is in some pain. And they're going to get him up now. Looks like he's going to walk off. Looks like may have hurt a wrist, kind of holding that wrist. Coach Robbins goes over, helping him off. Number 11, Jaron Holzapfel, the sophomore. I mean, he went sky high and, again, had his feet bumped. And it'll be a substitution for the Alton Comets. Number 13, Grant Cawthon, will check into the ballgame. So Cawthon is in for the Comets. It'll be Alton basketball with a 6-5 lead, 3:59 to go in the first quarter. Here comes Willard, brings the ball up out of the backcourt, crosses the timeline. Little crossover dribble at the top of the key. Gives it over to Seacrest. Got it down inside to Tharp, and he shoots and scores, and Maynard has no answer for big Corbin Tharp when he gets the ball in the middle. He's just going and shooting layups. He's made three of them. And Maynard works it around, got the ball down in the corner. Three ball shot is up, no good. Corbin Tharp now the rebound for Alton. Seacrest pushing it up the left side. Into the lane he goes. Little floater with one hand is no good. And Maynard now with a defensive rebound. That's Mustred. Mustred feeds up the court, got it there to Adams. Adams swings it out on the right to Mustred. Back out to Adams on top. Now swings it in the right corner for Weisenbach. He drives the baseline, shoots no good. Rebound is out of bounds. Ooh, off the hands of Alton. It'll be Maynard basketball. They'll inbound with a fresh 35 right under their own bucket. 3:06 to go, first quarter. Alton with a three-point lead. Ball goes in the middle, wide open for the layup was number 12, Weisenbach. His first 2 points of the game, and the Comet defense fell asleep that time. Let Weisenbach come down the left side of the lane. Absolutely nobody there defensively. Easy layup. Easy 2 points for Maynard. Alton with the ball. They kick it inside. Now back out to Seacrest. Seacrest bounces it down to Tharp. Outside the lane. Gives to a cutter inside. And the ball is taken away. And we're going to get a held ball on the play. Tharp tried to get it back to Seacrest, cutting down the right side of the lane, Ruddy cutting down the right side of the lane. He was tied up. It'll be Alton Comet ball. Caden Willard to trigger it in, down under the bucket. 17 on the shot clock. Comets inbound to Holzapfel, moves to the elbow, shoots and scores. Jaron Holzapfel, his first two of the game. And Alton up by three again at 10-7, 2:31 to go in the quarter. Maynard with the ball in the backcourt. Alton has gone to a man-to-man defense here. Maynard gets the ball across the timeline. They feed it down on the right wing for number 20, and he gives it up. Oh, it scores. Bucket for Maynard makes it a one-point game. That was number 20, Adams, hit the short jumper. And here comes Alton with it. They swing it down in the left corner. Got to Ruddy. Ruddy outside the teammate. Now off to Tharp from the free throw line with a shot. No good. Comets rebound it. And that was Ruddy on the rebound. Got it out front to Willard. Willard, a little shake and bake top. Dribbles to a double team. Kicked it back outside to Seacrest. Seacrest off to Holzapfel. His shot is up. Or excuse me, not Holzapfel. That was number two, Ruddy. His shot was no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Comets. And substitution here for Maynard. Number four checks back in the game. Jaden West. And here come the Tigers with a chance to take the lead with a bucket. Minute 35 to go in the first quarter. Alton still playing that man-to-man defense. Here's a little give and go. The ball stolen. Nice play by Tharp to get a hand on it. And the loose ball picked up by Seacrest. Takes it up the left side. Down to the baseline. Kicks it back outside to Ruddy. Ruddy, quick pass on the baseline to Coston. His shot is blocked out of bounds. Nice defensive play by big number 40, Gage Smith. Came out of nowhere and blocked that shot. And the Alton Comets getting ready to make a substitution here. Connor Clay is going to check into the game. And Tharp will check out. Get a little extra rest here with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Alton up one with the basketball. Willard inbound. Brings it way out front to Ruddy. Ruddy fires a 17-footer. No good off the window. And a rebound taken by Maynard. Here come the Tigers. Quick up the floor to West. West back to Mustred. Mustred kicked it inside. And we get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on Coffin for a hold. As soon as the big man Smith caught the ball, whistle blew. Coffin called for the foul. That'll be the first foul on Coffin. Only the second team foul called on the Alton Comets. Maynard will inbound it. Fresh 35, but a quick shot off the baseline. No good. Rebound to Maynard. Again, the shot no good. And finally, the Comets clear the rebound. Willard up the right side, looking to penetrate. Now pulls up free throw line, shoots a J. Partially blocked, and a foul is going to be called, and Caden Willard's going to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul will be on number 12 for the Maynard Tigers. That is Nathan Weisenbach. That's only the second team foul called against Maynard in the game. Willard at the free throw line. First one hits the left side of the rim and bounces off. Willard hadn't found his stroke here tonight. No points here in the first quarter for Caden Willard. Another free throw on the way for number one, the junior, and that one's good. So Willard gets on the board. Finally got him dialed in, and the Alton Comet lead is two with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. And here comes Maynard with it. They'll swing ball into the corner, almost stolen, and goes out of bounds. Willard almost saved it back in after it was deflected by the defense. It'll be Maynard basketball. They'll inbound with, well, they're going to reset the shot clock on that. I don't think they should have reset the shot clock there. Anyway, Maynard inbound with a fresh 35. 37 seconds to go in the quarter. Ball, excuse me, inbounded. Out of the top of the key is West. West gives it up to number 14. That is Gardner. Gardner now gives the ball to Adams. Adams in the lane. Shot is partially blocked and out of bounds. Boy, this Gardner kid likes to take the ball to the hole. That time Ruddy was there and prevented him from getting a shot up on the rim. Maynard inbounds way out front. They got it. Now in the corner, the pass deflected and out of bounds. Nice defensive play there by Kendrick Seacrest for the Alton Comets. 16 on the game clock, 16 seconds, 15 on the shot clock for the Maynard Tigers. They inbound it, and a long shot is on the way for Mustred. No good, rebound to the Tigers, and a foul on the putback attempt. It didn't go in, but Weisenbach's going to go to the line and shoot two free throws here for the Maynard Tigers. Foul was on number 13. Yep, that was Coffin. And Coffin picks up his second here early in the game. 12 seconds to go in a quarter. Free throw is up and no good for Weisenbach. Another substitution here for Alton as Coffin comes out with those two fouls. Number 22 checks into the ball game. That is Peyton Whalen for Coach Robbins and the Alton Comets. Second free throw here for Weisenbach is no good. Alton with a rebound. 9 seconds to go in the first quarter clock. All the way down to the baseline goes Comets. Shot is up. No. Another shot is up. That one's no good. Wouldn't roll down. Holzapfel or Seacrest had a chance to put it back in. Couldn't get it to fall. And Alton will inbound the ball with 0.4 seconds as the rebound went off of Maynard and out of bounds. Comets trying to lob it in. There's the buzzer. That'll end the first quarter. Alton 11, Maynard 9 at the end of one quarter play here in the annual Battle of the Border tournament. We'll be back with more in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paintmaster's Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paintmaster's Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080, paintmastersCollisionRepair.com.
One of your many proud Comets supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
And back ready for our second quarter play. The Alton Comets with a two-point lead after one quarter. 11-9, Comets led by Corbin Tharp in that first quarter. The big junior with six to lead the way. Maynard will have the basketball start the second quarter. They bring it in the front court. Alton looks like gone back to the 1-3-1 zone here. Maynard working around a perimeter. Got it out top to Mustred. Now give on the left side for number 20. That is Adams, and he hits a three. That gives Maynard a one-point lead at 12-11. Comets on the offensive end. Got the ball down low. And there's a travel. Yep, that was Holzapfel. Got back in the game, made a little head and shoulder fake and picked up the pivot foot before the dribble hit the floor. Three-man officiating crew, and they caught that one. There comes Maynard with a one-point lead and the ball. 7:30 to go, just underway here in our second quarter. Maynard with it. Got it to Adams down in the corner. Big man having a little trouble. Now puts it on the floor. It's poked away. And Holzapfel comes up with a loose ball for the Comets. Gives out to Willard. Willard on top. Swings it down the corner. Seacrest with a shot. That's no good. And the rebound taken by Adams. I'm sorry. Smith with the rebound here. Maynard going all the way into the lane. Number two, Mustred hits the little yo-yo shot. And Maynard up now by three. Alton hadn't scored in a while with a field goal anyway. Out top. They swing it on the left side for Seacrest. Seacrest gives it in the corner to Willard. Willard, a little shake and bake, trying to get down to baseline. Trying to go through a double team, is going to get held, and that'll be a non-shooting foul. Caden never got the shot attempt up. Foul by number 12, Weisenbach, and that'll be number two on him. And immediately he comes out of the game. Number 14 checking back in for Maynard. That is Isaac Gardner, who played quite a bit in the first quarter. Comets lobbed the ball in, way out front. They'll swing it around to Holzapfel. Now back on top to Seacrest. Three ball is up. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Smith for Maynard. He gives it up to Mustred. Mustred takes it to the top. Gives it on the left side. And the pass deflected and goes out of bounds by Alton's defense. Good play there by Holzapfel. Good to see him back up and in there. They put a little tape on that wrist that he was holding on to. Didn't hear he went down about midway through that first quarter in a heap. Maynard inbounds the ball quick. They get it inside for Smith. He turns, kicks it back out. Three ball is up and good for Gardner. Isaac Gardner with a three. That is the third three-pointer here in the first half from Maynard. They lead it now by six, 17-11. Alton Comets with it, Holzapfel out top. Wings it around, gets it right back. Now in the corner, Ruddy with a three ball. That's no good. Rebound taken by Tharp on the baseline. Backs it out with a dribble. Now spins to the baseline. Gives it up inside Holzapfel. A little shot from 15 feet is no good. Comets come down with a rebound. Good rebound there by Ruddy. Kick out to Willard. Long threes up off the rim. No. And the rebound to Smith for Maynard. Oh, Maynard had a snowbird. Didn't see it. Now they kick it to him in the corner. Three-pointers. Good. Number 14, Isaac Gardner with his second straight three. And the Alton Comets won a timeout. 5:33 to go in the first half. Maynard leads Alton by nine. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pidcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their three kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pidcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, the Alton Comets have had a scoring drought here. Can anybody hit a shot? And Maynard is heating it up from outside the arc. Mustard hit a three, Gardner's hit two in a row, and Maynard up on Alton now by a score of 20-11. Comets with Holzapfel bring it into the or to the front to the top of the key, gives the ball up to Willard. Willard looking for the shot, fires a three. That one's off the rim, no good. Tharp down the rebound, can't follow it in, and Maynard controls. Mustard with the rebound, going all the way down the other end, kicks it back out. Three ball is up, no good. And a rebound taken by the Alton Comets. Has a good rebound there by Seacrest. Gives the ball up to Holzapfel, goes into the lane. He gets covered up there, gives it back out to Seacrest, down to the baseline, and Seacrest's gonna get fouled. Big number 40 got a body into him, Gage Smith. That'll be number one on Smith. And that's the second team foul against Maynard here in the second quarter. 4:55 to go in the half. Alton inbound down under the bucket. Got a fresh 35 on the foul call. The inbound the ball to Tharp. Kicks it right back to Holzapfel down inside. And he had it taken away by Mustard. Mustard down the court. His shot is blocked by Tharp. Alton down the rebound. Here come the Comets on the run. Got it to Holzapfel. Back out to Willard. Willard will shake him back through a double team. Throws it up off the rim. No good. And the rebound controlled again by Maynard. Mustard brings it up the left side of the floor. Little crossover dribble and travel with the basketball. Yep. Tried to stop. A little head and shoulder fake, and he shuffled his feet. So Alton's got it back with 4:28 to go in the half. Alton has not scored in the second quarter. Over 3.5 minutes without a basket. Comets with it. They got a wide open man in the corner. Three ball is up and no good for Seacrest. Rebound to Tharp. Gives it back out. Now Holzapfel going to the hole. He has the ball knocked away. Maynard runs it down at midcourt. Here's a layup. It's up and good. And they're going to count the basket. Say Willard, well, it went in anyway. No reason for the official to blow the whistle, but they were going to call basket interference on Willard, who went up and slapped the backboard. And that good call by the official. You don't see that call made very often, but that is the correct call. And with 4 minutes to go, Maynard now leads it by 11, 22-11. And again, we've played over 4 minutes in the second quarter. Alton has not scored. He gets the ball down low in the corner to Willard. Kicks it cross court, back out on top to Holzapfel. Down the right side of the lane, bounces it down inside, and a basket for Ruddy. Ruddy got open down low and gets fouled on the play. He'll go to the line. Fouls on big number 40. That is Gage Smith. For Maynard, and Smith picks up his second foul here in the first half. And Coach Neuswanger pacing the sideline. He's going to have to get a sub in there. Don't want his big man in real foul trouble. Here's the free throw up and good for Ruddy. So the Comets with the three-point play climb back in this one down by 8, 22-14 with 3:43 to go in the first half. Maynard with it. Out front is West. Brings into the front court. Feeds it on the right side for Adams. Adams on the wing, takes it back out top. Gives it up to Smith. Smith now the number two, Mustard. He shoots a little floater and it's good. From just inside the free throw line, Mustard throws up a floater with one hand and went in. And here comes Alton with the basketball in the half court set. Holzapfel gives it out to Seacrest. Seacrest hands to Willard. Willard steps back into a three. That one rattles in and out. No good. And Smith down with the rebound for Maynard. Long pass up the floor. They got it up there for West. West doesn't take the shot. Gives it up, gets it back, fires it up off the front rim. No good. Rebound on the floor, and we'll get a whistle and a foul going to be called on Alton. Running after the loose ball on the floor was Gage Smith. And for the Comets, Ruddy reached out and shoved him and was caught by the official. That'll be the first foul of the game on Ruddy. And the first team foul on Alton here in the second quarter. Maynard inbounds the ball. Nice give and go. Got it to Smith, who scores the layup. Maynard up now by 12, 26-14. Alton, only 3 points in the quarter. Comets have got it now. Holzapfel with it out on the wing. Lobs it down inside, and the alley-oop is good. To Seacrest, Kendrick Seacrest, caught it in the air, laid it off the backboard. That's a pretty play, and Alton back within 10. There was a carry, but no call by the officials. They missed that one. Maynard with the ball. Number two, Mustred going down the right side of the lane. Gives it inside. Little hook shot is up and no good for Smith. Rebound taken by Willard. Caden runs up the left side. Lays up a shot and good off the backboard. How'd that ball go in? That's the first field goal of the game for Caden Willard. And back to a 8-point game now, 26-18. Almost a steal by Willard. Now they do knock it loose, but a foul's going to be whistled on the play. Number 20 almost got his pocket picked, and the foul will be on Caden Willard. And that's going to be number two on Caden here in the first half. Comets making a substitution. Number 35 checking in. That is Eli Simmons. And the Comets will send Seacrest to the bench. Well, Maynard with the ball. 27 on the shot clock. They get it down low to Smith, working against Tharp. Fakes one way, spins the other. Shot's no good, and Tharp had a hand on the rebound, couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Maynard Tiger basketball. Maynard up 8 with a minute 37 to go in the first half. They will inbound it down under the bucket. Looking in the corner, and they give it there to Adams. Adams kicks it out front, gets it right back on the wing. Now dribble drive out to the free throw circle. Kicked it down in the corner for Gardner. Three ball is no good. Rebound Smith. He can't follow it up. And we get a foul going to be called on the Alton Comets on the rebound. Number two going to be called for the foul. That is Ruddy, and that'll be number two on Ruddy. By the way, Comets have also made a substitution. David Atchison, sophomore, checked into the ball game. Comets looking for a little more size. And looks like Tharp has gone to the Comet bench. Alton works it around, got the ball up, no good. Shot by Willard, rebound down to the Comet. Shot is no good. And here's the rebound in the middle. We get a whistle and a foul going to be called. They're going to wave off the shot. And that was big number 12, Atchison. Got fouled by number 20. That is Adams. That'll be number 3 on Adams. And that's team foul number 5, so it'll be 2 shots as Maynard is over the limit. Comets are into the bonus. Number 12, David Atchison. Going to the free throw line, will shoot 2. It's not scored in the game, just entered just a little bit ago, and he hits the free throw. So Atkinson hits the free throw. 5 of the Comets' 19 points have come from the charity stripe. Maynard has yet to shoot a free throw yet. Second free throw is up for Atkinson, and it's good. Atkinson hits them both. Comets back within 6, and a little full court pressure now by the Comets. Maynard inbounds it in the corner, and West got tied up down there, got rid of it, now gets it back, and they break the timeline in plenty of time. Ball goes on the right side. 3-point shot is up, and it's good for Isaac Gardner. His third of the half, and it puts Maynard back up by 9. We're down under 50 seconds to go. Holzapfel thought about a 3 for Alton. Gives the ball out front to Ruddy. Shoots a 3. Comes hard off the front of the rim. Rebound taken to Willard. Willard gives up in the corner for Simmons. Simmons swings around to Holzapfel for 3. That one's an air ball, will land out of bounds. And with 32 seconds to go in the first half, Maynard will have the ball with a 9-point lead. Alton again, full court pressure here. Maynard inbounds the basketball to Weisenbach. He gives it up and now brings it up across the timeline. And going into the lane with a shot is West. That was rejected out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Jacob Ruddy to get back. Blocked it out of bounds. Maynard will inbound down under the bucket. 24 seconds to go in the first half. Looking to bring it in, they do. Got it to number two, Mustred. Mustred feeding it out top. Almost a steal by the Comets, but ball is controlled by Weisenbach. Weisenbach will give it up to Mustred. Mustred getting spun by the defense, maintains his dribble out top. 8 seconds to go now on the first half clock. Maynard will give it down inside, back outside. Mustred for three. It's up the rim, no good. And there's the buzzer to end our first half of play. Our score, 29-20. The Maynard Tigers lead the Alton Comets here in the first half in the Battle of the Border tournament in Mammoth Spring. We'll be back with our halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
Well, back at the Mammoth Spring High School, the 8th annual Battle of the Border tournament is underway. Night number one of the tournament, and this is the fourth game of the night, and it's been a dandy so far. And you know, basketball is a funny sport because sometimes it's not the starters or the main five players that decide who wins the game. It's somebody off the bench. And so far tonight, that is the difference in this game. Maynard has 9 points from Isaac Gardner off their bench. He is 3 for 3 shooting three-pointers. And those 9 points are exactly how many points his team leads by. 29-20, Maynard with the lead over the Alton Comets here at the Battle of the Border tournament. But a lot of basketball left to play, and the Comets just have not shot the ball well tonight. They've had a lot of looks and just have not shot it well. And I think the athleticism of the Maynard Tigers maybe shocked the Comets a little bit here in this first half. But both teams in the locker room, they're getting some words of encouragement, and I'm sure there's some talking about strategy changes and things both teams got to do better in this second half. Again, 29-20 is our halftime score. Alton Comets trail the Maynard Tigers. By the way, the winner of this game will move to the semifinals on Thursday. That game will be at 5:45 on Thursday, and they will take on the winner of tomorrow night's game between number 2 seed Mammoth Spring and the Viola Longhorns. And here come the Maynard Tigers making their way back out on the court. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back to take a look at your first half stats in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paintmaster's Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paintmaster's Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080, paintmastersCollisionRepair.com.
And we're back here at the 8th Annual Battle of the Border Tournament. Take a look at our first half stats. And again, Maynard with the lead over the Alton Comets. By the way, Alton, the number 3 seed in the tournament. Maynard, number 6. So we may have an upset in the making here. Maynard leads it by 9. Look at their scoring. First up, they're led by Isaac Gardner, who has come off the bench and hit 3 3-pointers. He's got 9 points. That leads all scorers in the game. 7 points for Max Mustred. For Maynard, 4 for Jaden West, 2 for Gage Smith, 2 for Nathan Weisenbach, and 5 for Jordan Adams. He also hit a 3-pointer in the first half. Also a 3 for Mustred. All right, for the Alton Comets, they're led by Corbin Tharp. He scored 6, all 6 of those in the first quarter. 5 points for Jacob Ruddy, 3 points for Caden Willard, 2 for Jaron Holzapple, and 2 for Kendrick Seacrest. 2 off the bench for David Atchison, who hit a pair of free throws there late in the quarter. Again, the Alton Comets trail by 9 here at the half. All right, a big day of basketball here tomorrow again at the Battle of the Border Tournament. Matter of fact, tomorrow starts early. Let's give you the men's bracket for tomorrow. There'll be 2 games in the men's bracket tomorrow. At 5:45, Mammoth Spring will play Viola. And the late game tomorrow night, Calico Rock will take on the Couch Indians. And let me get to my girls' bracket here and tell you who plays in the girls' tournament tomorrow. The top-seeded Willow Springs Lady Bears will take on Koshkonong in the 4:30 contest tomorrow. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, who are the number 3 seed, will play Viola in the 7 o'clock game. Now, we'll have both Mammoth Spring games for you here on the radio tomorrow night. All right, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears against Viola at 7, and the Mammoth Spring Boys in the 5:45 game against Viola. Mike Robertson will have the call of the game for you. All right, here again, it's halftime in our game. The Alton Comets trail the Maynard Tigers by 9. Alton still has yet to make their way back out on the court. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with your second half in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their 3 kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, both teams back to the sideline. We're getting ready for our third quarter of action here from the Battle of the Border Tournament. And again, the Alton Comets down by 9 Alton will have the starters on the floor to open up the quarter. Willard, Tharp, Holzapfel, Seacrest, and Ruddy. And we would assume that the Maynard Tigers will have their starters back out there too. Mustred, Smith, West, Weisenbach, and Jordan Adams. And looks like that will be the case. Oh, no, actually Gardner going to start here in the second half. Number 14, and he might as well. He's been red hot from the three-point line. Alton will have the ball to start the second half. Caden Willard bringing the ball out of the backcourt, and immediately is jumped by a double team. He got rid of the ball. They get it down low, and now a shot out of the corner. No good for Seacrest, and Maynard controls the rebound. Here they come on the break. Going all the way to the bucket, missing the layup with big number 40. That is Smith getting out on the break. Took the pass, and the rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Maynard. Now the officials getting together to talk about it. And they're saying, yes, it should be Alton Comet ball. So here we go, Comet with the ball. Chance to cut into that 9-point lead by the Maynard Tigers. Maynard again back in what looks like a 1-1-3 defense. Willard brings it across the timeline. It's actually a 2-3. Willard handles it out top of the key, moves off the screen, feeds over to Holzapfel, back to Seacrest in the right corner. Seacrest back out to Holzapfel. Holzapfel to the free throw line, shoots the floater, and it's good. Jaron Holzapfel with his second bucket of the game, and that pulls the Comets back to within 7. That's a big bucket to open this third quarter. First 4 minutes of the third quarter is always a big indicator how a game's going to end up. Alton back on the defensive end. They're playing man-to-man. There's a shot up off the baseline for Maynard. No. Smith with a rebound. His shot is blocked by Tharp, and the Comets come out of there with it. There's Willard racing up the floor down the left side of the lane. Lays it up and in. Back over his head. 5 points now for Caden Willard. And Alton now with a little bit of three-quarter court pressure. And Maynard brings it into the front court with 28 on the shot clock. West with it, moves to the left side of the floor, wide open, didn't take a shot, gives the ball up to Smith. Smith swings it to the right side to Gardner. Gardner gives it up, and the ball goes back to Mustred. Mustred got it down low, here's a little bump and a shot, and it's good. Number 12, Weisenbach with his second bucket of the game. Little contact there and no call. And here we got a whistle and we got a foul going the other way. We got an illegal screen set by the Alton Comets. And they call it on Brett Tharp, number 24 for the Comets. So illegal screen, now substitution. Holzapfel out of the game. And here's checking in number 22 for the Comets. That is Peyton Whalen. And there goes West taking the ball up the court. Got it across the timeline, and Maynard gets into the half-court set. Over to Gardner. He takes it down to the right baseline. Doesn't take a shot. Swings it back out, and it goes to the left side again for Jaden West. West driving the baseline. Reverse layup. Partially blocked. Rebound down to Smith, and then he has it yanked away, and it's out of bounds off the hands of Jacob Ruddy for Alton. Well, Maynard will inbound with 32 on the shot clock. 5:46 to go in the third quarter. Alton down 31-24. Inbound play goes to West. West moves in the lane, waits for the defense to clear, shoots and scores. That's a nice play by Jaden West. Waited for the defense to clear. They gave a head and shoulder fake and then just put it up. He was wide open. Comets with it. Whalen in the left corner. Out to Willard. Willard moves to the top of the key, swings the ball on the right side, now down to Seacrest. Seacrest gives it to Whalen, cutting down the lane. Whalen puts a shot up, it's off the rim, no good. Tharp got the rebound, spins in the lane, fakes, now ducks under the defense, shoots off the board, no good. Rebound, Comets, again the follow is no good by Seacrest. And Maynard finally clears the boards and moves to the offensive end. They give it up to Mustred. Mustred into the lane, trying to dump it down low. And we're going to get a foul call on the play as Mustred went in the air. Fouls on Jacob Ruddy. And that will be his second officially in the game. Comets making a substitution here. Number 12 back in there. That is Anchinson. And Seacrest coming to the Comet bench. Maynard with the ball, up by 9, 33-24. West with it. Handles on the right side. Gives in the corner. Gardner for three more. It's up. Bounces twice off the rim and wouldn't go down. And the rebound controlled by Alton. Here come the Comets. Needing a bucket this time down. Willard with it on the right wing. Swings across court. Now down the corner to Whalen for three. That one's an air ball. Rebounded by Maynard. Maynard quickly got it out to Weisenbach. Weisenbach with a shot. No good. Brett Tharp with the rebound. Kicks it out to Willard. Willard is going to get fouled. It's going to be against Weisenbach. Number 12 for Maynard. And that'll be the third on Weisenbach. So some key players starting to get into foul trouble for Maynard. Weisenbach with three and Jordan Adams with three. Alton inbounds the ball. They got it to Tharp. Tharp hands off to Whalen. Whalen goes on the right side for Ruddy. Jacob Ruddy back in the corner. Got the ball off again to number 22, Whalen. Whalen back out to Ruddy. Now to the free throw line. Shot is up. No, by number 12, Atchison, and he is fouled on the shot attempt. And the foul is going to be on Maynard, number 40. Yep, number 40. That's the big man, Smith, and he picks up his second here in the game. 4:07 to go in the third quarter. Alton will inbound it down under the bucket. Trying to get to Tharp, cutting down the lane. The ball is deflected by the defense, picked up, and then Ruddy dribbled it off his knee and out of bounds. So the Comets turn it over without any points on that possession. Here comes Maynard with the ball. Ooh. Mustred had a little trouble with it in the backcourt, gives it up, and now gets it back, crosses the timeline, swings the ball down, tried to get it to Gardner in the corner, and the ball is going to elude him. And that time, Mustred got a little out of control in the lane, tried to make a no-look pass, and teammate wasn't ready for it. 3:53 to go in the third quarter. Alton down nine with the ball. They trail by nine at the half, so Maynard maintaining. Alton running the offense, got it down to Willard in the right corner, brings it out to the wing, feeds it on top to Whalen. Whalen gives up to Seacrest, now inside to Tharp. Tharp trying to make a move, kicks it back outside. Three ball is up, and it's no good. Rebound controlled by Alton. They can't follow it again, and ball gets on the floor. We're going to get a held ball. Number 12, Atchison, got tied up with Big Gage Smith, and the held ball belongs to Maynard on the alternating possession rule. 3:24 to go in the third quarter. Alton down nine. Maynard will have the ball with a chance to go up double digits. Would be their biggest lead of the game. And they inbound the ball in the backcourt. West has got it. Jaden West. Good little player. Brings up across the timeline against the full court defense of the Alton Comets. He gives it up to Weisenbach. He moves to the elbow. Dumps it inside to Smith. Ball deflected by the defense. And the loose ball finally picked up by Whalen for Alton. And then he threw it away. Ball controlled by Maynard. They get it out top for West. West to the elbow. Shoots and scores. Number four, Jaden West, now with 8 points in the game. Four in this quarter. And Maynard up by 11, 35-24. Here's Willard with a long shot from the top. Wouldn't drop. Rebound controlled by Alton. They kick it out to Whalen. Whalen with a jumper. It's good from 10 feet. Whalen with his first bucket of the game. And we're getting a timeout called with 2:32 to play in the third quarter. Alton down 35-26. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
I will say thanks to some more of your Alton Comet boosters helping to bring the game to you tonight. They include Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated in Thayer, Mr. Dent Collision Repair of West Plains, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer. It'll be Maynard basketball. They have it with a 9-point lead, 35-26, 2:32 to go in the third quarter. Mandarin will inbound the ball to Jaden West. West working against the defender in the backcourt. Now spins and takes him across the timeline. Backs it back out to the wing. Now gets tied up as he lost his dribble. And the ball is almost stolen. Now loose on the floor. And the Comets come out with it. Coffin's got it. And he gets held. Coffin got held. Will it be West? Yeah, it is. Jaden West going to be called for the foul. That'll be the first tonight on West. Dalton will inbound it near midcourt. Number two, Jacob Ruddy. That triggered in, he does, to Holzapfel. Holzapfel back to Ruddy on the right side wing. Back to Holzapfel, moves to the free throw line, kicks it in the corner, three ball is up. That's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. Foul's going to be on, ooh, it's on Willard. Wow, Willard called for the foul on the rebound, and Maynard gets the ball back. Tigers got up to West. West gives it up to Weisenbach. Inside, and the ball almost stolen, now picked up. Inside it goes again to Smith. He misses the shot, and the rebound controlled by Atchison for the Alton Comets. Got out to Willard. Willard looking for a shot. Nope, gives it up to Coffin. Coffin tried a little wraparound pass, and it is deflected. Willard dives after it on the sideline. Ball still loose on the court. And, well, we got kids out there that are trying to fight. And both coaches and the officials ran out on the court and pulled their kids away. They were wrestling after the loose ball, and things got a little heated. And we're going to have a foul on the Alton Comets. It'll be a hold on number 11, Jaron Holzapfel. 9-point Maynard lead. They maintain it 35-26. They inbound the ball to West in the backcourt. Working against the defense, brings it across the timeline. Working to the right side, there goes West, all the way down to the baseline, fakes, gets his man off his feet, shoots, no good. Rebound, Smith, back up and in. Big number 40, Gage Smith, his second bucket of the game. And gives Maynard an 11-point lead with a minute 17 to go in the third. Here's Willard for Alton from the top of the key, hit the three. Willard with his first three-pointer of the night. Maynard now breaks the Comet press, got to Smith, who misses the layup, and then a foul on Smith on the rebound. And number 40, Gage Smith, went over the top of number 12, Atchison, who had inside position. And for Gage Smith, that is foul number three on the line. So now Smith, Weisenbach, and Adams, all with three fouls for Maynard. Comets inbound the ball. Willard moving off the screen across the timeline. Caden takes it all the way down to the baseline, wraparound pass. Oh, we got a foul going to be called on Maynard. The foul will be on the Maynard Tigers. It'll be on, looks like number 12. Yep, number 12, and that is number four on Nathan Weisenbach. It'll send Kyle Willard to the free throw line to shoot two. That is the fifth team foul on Maynard here in the third quarter. So Willard shoots the first one. It's no good. Willard leads the Comets now with 8 points in the game. Weisenbach checks out. Gardner checks in. That might be a better trade for Maynard anyway. Gardner leads them with 9 points in the game. Second free throw for Willard is up and bounces off the rim and in. So Willard with a free throw. He's got 9 points to lead the Comets. And Maynard inbounds the ball. 52 seconds to go. West gets knocked down. We're going to get a whistle and a held ball as West got tied up out there with Willard and Ruddy. And it'll be Alton Comet ball on the alternating possessions. So down seven, Comets with the ball. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Comets need a bucket. They give the ball over on the left side to Ruddy. Ruddy back out front to Holzapfel. Holzapfel moves off the screen. Couldn't find the shot. Gives to Willard. 22 on the shot clock. Willard to Holzapfel. Open for the three, and it's good. Jaron Holzapfel hits one from downtown. Makes it a 4-point game. And Alton full court pressure, but Maynard breaks the pressure. Got it down to Gardner for three more. Nope, couldn't hit it. Rebound is going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Maynard basketball. And number 20 checking in for Maynard. going back in the game, number 20. That is Corbin Adams, a sophomore, and he will do the inbound duties here. 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. Maynard looking for a bucket. They inbound the ball to Mustred. Mustred out on top. They obviously are going to go for the final shot of the quarter. Mustred looking for an outlet, gives the ball to Smith. Smith right back to Mustred. Mustred going down the right side. In the corner, Gardner for three, and it's good. Isaac Gardner with his fourth three-pointer of the game. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 40-33. The Maynard Tigers lead the Alton Comets. Back with the fourth quarter from the Battle of the Border tournament in just 30 seconds. Let's go 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
The three-point shot, the big equalizer in high school basketball. And Maynard has hit six of them in the game. Alton has only scored 2 3-pointers so far in the game. And here we go into the fourth quarter. And Maynard inbounds the ball on the sideline. Gardner had it and gives it up now to Adams. Adams takes it out front, hands the ball to West. Maynard gets into the half-court offense. West swings it back over to Adams. Adams out top to Smith and back to Adams. Adams goes to Mustred. Maynard just playing keep away right here against this aggressive Comet defense. In the lane goes West, gives it back out to Adams. Adams gives to a cutter down the baseline, and Mustred scores the two. First 2 points of the second half for Max Mustred, and gives the Maynard Tigers a 9-point lead again. Alton with the basketball. Holzapfel out on top. Gives it up to Willard. Willard looking for a shot. Moves into the free throw circle, into the lane. Bounces it down low. Back outside to Ruddy for three. That's off the mark. But Ruddy gets fouled on the play and will go to the free throw line to shoot three. The defender fell right on, or came down right on top of Ruddy after he shot the three, and that will be on Adams. And that's number four on Jordan Adams. So Weisenbach and Adams with four each for Maynard, three for Gage Smith. And the first free throw for Ruddy is up and good. Jacob now with 6 points in the game. He'll shoot two more. Trying to cut into this lead. Alton now down by eight. Down by seven as Ruddy hits the second one. Trying to make it a 6-point game if he can hit another. And by the way, Adams checks out of the game. Number 12 goes back in. That is Weisenbach. Now he's got to be careful. He's playing with four fouls as well. And another free throw for Ruddy. It's good. He hits all three. 8 points now for Ruddy, and the Comets have cut the lead to 6, 42-36. 7 minutes to play in the game. Maynard with it, bringing up out of the backcourt is number two, Mustred. Mustred behind the back with a dribble, now between the legs, moves off the screen, wide open at the top, fires a three, and it's good. Oh my. Mustred with his second three-pointer of the game and puts Maynard back up by 45-36, 9-point advantage for the Tigers. Alton with the ball, Holzapfel, now to Willard. Caden working off the screen, gives back over to Holzapfel. Nobody open in the middle. Holzapfel going to take it in the lane. Shoots. No, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. And they may have just got Gage Smith with the foul. If it is, that'll be his fifth. Yep, number 40. Nope, I'm sorry. That's number four on Smith. Smith called for the foul. It will send Jaron Holzapfel to the free throw line for the Alton Comets. Jaron has scored 7 points in the game, makes it eight as he hits the free throw. and will shoot another one with 6:31 to play in the game. Alton trying to claw their way back into this thing. This one is up, and it's good. Holzapfel hits them both. And the Alton Comets, with 5 for 5 free throw shooting here already in the fourth quarter, are back to within 45-38. And here's a steal by Willard. Willard bounces it down low. Reverse layup is up, no good. Willard gives it now to Tharp, and Tharp into the lane, shoots, no, but a foul could be called on Maynard. Willard got that rebound off the missed shot, gave it to Tharp coming down the lane, and Tharp is fouled by number 2, that is Mustred. That'll be foul number 2 on Max. And going to the free throw line, it'll be Corbin Tharp for the Alton Comets. The big junior shoots the first one, and it's good. Tharp now with 7 points in the game. Comets with 4 different players with at least 7 points tonight. Good balance scoring. Now the free throw is up, and that one is good. Tharp with 8, and the Comets back to within 5. Maynard inbounds against the Comet press, and Mustred will take it up the court up the left sideline. Now takes it to the right side of the floor on the dribble. Gets working around the arch. Moves it to the left side now. Got it to West, the point guard. Handles it out top. Moves off a screen. Into the lane. Shooting a floater. No, he passes inside. The shot no good, but a foul going to be whistled. And Maynard will send Mustred to the free throw line to shoot 2. Foul was on number 2. That is Ruddy for Alton. That'll be number 3 on Ruddy. 5-point game. 5:57 to go in the contest. Number 2, Mustred at the line, will shoot 2 here. First one is up. In and out, no good. So Mustred trying to make it a 6-point game here if he can hit this second free throw. Gets the ball from the official, bounces it twice, spins it, puts it up with the right hand, and it's good. Mustred now with 13 in the game. He leads all scorers. And Maynard wants a timeout. 46-40, Alton down 6, 5:57 to go in the game. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their 3 kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now back to the Mammoth Spring High School. Comets inbound to the ball. Going down the baseline with Ruddy. Had the ball poked away from behind out of bounds. So Alton inbound the ball, but not until after we get a timeout. 46-40, Alton down 6 with 5:44 to play in the game. Alton coach Christian Robbins wants a timeout. We'll take timeout with him. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, 2 stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back at the Mammoth Spring High School, the Battle of the Border Tournament. Final game of the night. And with 5:44 to go, it's still anybody's ball game. Maynard leads it by six. Alton inbound the ball down under their own bucket. They got it in. Shot is up and good. Number 15, Kendrick Seacrest hits the 12-footer. And the Alton Comets back to within four, closest they've been in a while. Maynard handles the ball up out of the backcourt. That is West. Jaden West looking to go around his man into the lane. But Holzapfel cuts him off. Now crossover dribble down the right side. West throws up the shot. No good. And the rebound taken by the Comets. They get it out to Seacrest. Seacrest going hard to the hole. Back out to Willard in the left corner. Willard takes it out top. Swings it around the horn. Got it down low to Holzapfel. Holzapfel. Now back out on top to Ruddy. Ruddy looks in the lane. Nobody open. He'll give it back to Holzapfel. He penetrates. Now gives to Tharp. Tharp down the left side of the lane. Ducks his head. Shoots and scores. Big Corbin Tharp. First Comet in double figures with 10. Alton back within 2. 4:51 to go in the game. Comets have been down by as many as 11 in this game. They're back within 2. Maynard with it. That is Mustred out on top. Swings the ball over to West. West looking to move into the lane. He challenges Big Corbin Tharp. Now gives it up outside. Three ball is up. No good. Rebound Willard. He gets tied up. And the hell ball belongs to the Alton Comets. Adams checking back in the game for Maynard. Gardner will check out. So Maynard back to their starters on the floor right now. Remember, some of those guys are playing with four fouls. 4:23 to play in the game. Alton down two, chance to take the lead. Willard on the right side, bounces it down to the baseline. Backs it out, now passes, ooh, dangerous pass out front. Holzapfel made the catch. Kicks out to Ruddy. Ruddy with a shot. Oh, it's good! Seacrest hits the three out of the corner. And the Alton Comets have taken the lead and get a steal. Seacrest to Willard. His three ball is blocked. And coming down with it was Maynard. We're going to get a foul called against the Alton Comets on the play. What a shot by Seacrest. The three-pointer good to give the Comets the lead for the first time since it was 2-0. And the foul was on number 2, Ruddy, which is his fourth in the game. He'll stay out there for Coach Robbins. West in the backcourt working against Holzapfel. Brings him across the timeline on the dribble drive. Pulls up top of the key, now looking to get rid of it. Does to Mustred, and he has it stolen by Ruddy. Ruddy kicked it up to Willard on the right sideline. Willard back out to Ruddy. Now to Holzapfel. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Gives it back out front to Ruddy. Ruddy back to Holzapfel. They leave him wide open. He shoots the three, and it's good! Holzapfel with his second three-pointer of the night. Alton leads it now by 4. Maynard with the ball, 3 minutes to go. Alton coming from 11 down. Here's a long three for Maynard. That's good. Number 2, Mustred, hits another one, gives him 16 points in the game. And Maynard wants a timeout. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the game. Alton up 150-49. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
Well, as we approach 10 o'clock and a Monday night in the Ozarks, where else would you rather be than at a basketball game with 3 minutes left and one team leading by one? Alton 50, Maynard 49 here in the first round of the Battle of the Border tournament. Winner trying to get to the semifinals. Comets with the basketball in the one-point lead. They go to Tharp. Tharp kicks it outside. Now back over to Holzapple. Holzapple will give it up to Seacrest. Another three ball. That one's no good. And the long rebound taken by Maynard. So the Tigers with a chance to regain the lead here with a bucket. Adams is going to be hounded going up the floor by Willard. And Willard's going to be called for the foul. The foul on Caden will be his fourth of the night. Substitution now for Alton. Number 13, Coffin, will check back into the game. Ruddy will check out with those four fouls. 2:48 to go in the game. 1 point lead for Alton. Maynard with the basketball. They get it into Adams. Adams out top to Smith. And now they get around. Got it back to West for three. That one's off the front rim. No. Seacrest with a rebound. Got to Holzapple. All the way to the bucket. Misses a layup. And a rebound taken by Maynard. And now Willard with a steal. Willard going to the hole. Reverse layup is good. Willard hits the reverse layup off the steal. And here's a three ball on the other end by Maynard. And it's good. Max Mustred has just tied the game at 52 with 2 minutes to go. Holzapple for Alton. Got it down low to Coffin. Coffin back out to Seacrest. Coffin for three out of the corner, and that's good. Coffin hits a three out of the corner for Alton. They give him the lead with a minute 52 to go. Maynard working on the left side. Mustred got it. Gives it to West. West will take it to the top of the key. Swing the ball to Adams. Adams going left. Got it in the corner. Mustred for three more. No. Rebound. Gets on the floor. Scramble after it. Still on the floor. And we finally get a whistle and a held ball. And I believe ball belongs to Maynard on the alternating possessions. And substitutions now. Number 14 checked back in. That is Gardner for Maynard. And Ruddy checked back in for Alton. So both teams with the starters on the floor. Minute 32 to play. With the exception of Gardner in there for Maynard. They inbound, swing it around to Adams. Now to West. Alton up by three, 55-52. Maynard needs a bucket this possession. Here's a long three up and no good. And the rebound taken by Jaron Holzapple. Holzapple pushes it up for the Alton Comets to the top of the key. Now leaves it for Ruddy. Ruddy back to Holzapple. Now down the corner, Seacrest. Thought about the three. That'd be a bad shot at this point. And now we get a timeout called by Coach Robbins. 55-52. Alton up by three with the ball. A minute six to go in the game. We're going to take a timeout. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
And we're back at the Battle of the Border tournament here at the Mammoth Spring High School. Good ball game. 55-52 is our score. Mammoth Spring with a three-point lead over the Maynard Tigers. Alton's been down by as many as 11 on several different occasions in this game. They trailed by two. Actually, they led by two at the end of the first quarter, 11-9. Then were outscored 20-9 in the second quarter, trailed by nine at the half, trailed by seven at the end of three quarters, and they lead it now by three. Been a good fourth quarter for the Alton Comets. Comets looked inbound the ball, coming out of the timeout, got it into Willard, 19 on the shot clock. Comets got to remember that as they called timeout mid-possession. Here's Holzapple and Willard and Ruddy playing catch out front as they cut through the lane. Now give to Ruddy. Ruddy into the lane. Back outside. Holzapple. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Willard lets one fly from way downtown. It's no good. And ball goes out of bounds. That'll be a shot clock violation. And Maynard's got the ball back, down by three. Do they have Gardner in the game? Yes, they do. He's been their best shooter tonight. He's hit four threes for them. Adams brings it up out of the backcourt for Maynard. Moves to the elbow on the right side. Gives it out top to Mustrad. He shoots, no good. Tharp had the rebound and gets tied up by Gardner, and the possession will belong to the Alton Comets. 31 seconds to play in the game. Comets will not have to shoot the ball when they get possession after we take a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 55-52. Alton leads it by three. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
The Alton Comets have scored 22 points in this fourth quarter. They only had 33 for the first three quarters. And they lead by 3 points over the Maynard Tigers. It'll be Alton Comet ball. Maynard's coach, Caden Neiswanger, called that timeout to set up the full court press. They're going to go man-to-man full court. Comet's looking to get it in. Got to hurry. And they do to Holzapfel, and he is fouled immediately by number four, that is Jaden West. And that is just team foul number four. So they got to do one more before they put the Comets at the line. 30 seconds to go in the game. All looking inbound. Oh, they're going to Willard. Willard at midcourt drive to the bucket. Gets fouled on the shot. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on Jaden West again. Willard got behind him. And the inbounder, who was Seacrest, hit him right in the numbers with the ball. And West got there to bother the layup and call for the foul. Free throw for Willard is up, and it's good. Caden Willard now with 12 points in the game. Maynard makes the substitution. May have heard Coach Robbins from Alton there in the background. He says, don't foul. 28 seconds to go. Alton up by four, trying to make it a five-point game. Willard misses the free throw. Alton got the rebound. Ruddy had it and got fouled. Big offensive rebound off the missed free throw. Foul is on number two, Mustrad. That'll be his third in the game, and it'll be Ruddy going to the free throw line for Alton. He's got 8 points in the game, trying to get double figures here with a pair of free throws. First one is up and off the rim, no good. Well, it's a four-point Comet lead with 26 seconds to play. Looking for another one here is Ruddy, trying to make it a five-point game. Free throw is up and no good, but Willard had the rebound, but he's going to be called for a foul. And I believe Willard has just fouled out of the game. Yes, he has. Caden Willard went up over the top of the defender, got called for the foul. That'll be his fifth of the game. So Caden Willard fouls out with 25 seconds left in the game. And 12 points on the night, 9 of them here in the second half. It's a non-shooting foul. That's only the fourth team foul on Alton. Maynard inbounds the ball, down by four, got the West. Comets, a little bit of backcourt pressure and a steal by Ruddy. He'll drive for the layup. It's good. And that should do it, folks. Here comes Maynard going the other way. Adams got it in the corner to Gardner for a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped back up and in by Mustrad. Mustrad now with 20 with that tip in. That makes it a four-point game with 6 seconds remaining. And Maynard calls the timeout. We'll take one with him. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear the old vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just just call 417-778-7080, paintmasterscollisionrepair.com.
And we're back. We've got, well, less than 30 seconds left in this game, and the Alton count's actually 19 seconds left in the game, I believe. Well, they run the timeout clock. Got 14 seconds left in this timeout. Alton with the lead, 58-54 over the Maynard Tigers. Alton will inbound the ball, have to go the length of the floor. Maynard's got the full court press set up. We're down to 6 seconds remaining, all right? So Alton will inbound, try and take care of it for 6 seconds. They inbound it to Holzapfel, and Holzapfel is fouled immediately and will go to the free throw line, fouled by number 12, that is Weisenbach. And Weisenbach has fouled out of the game for Maynard. First player to foul out for the Maynard Tigers. Holzapfel is going to go to the free throw line and will shoot two for the Alton Comets. 5.3 seconds remaining in the game. Stay tuned for our post-game report. We are scheduled to have Coach Christian Robbins on with us to talk about this Comet game tonight. First free throw for Holzapfel is good. And Jaron's got 13 to lead the Comets, who have four players in double figures. And another one good for Holzapfel. 14 on the night for the sophomore. And now Ruddy with a steal on the inbound. And a timeout. Maynard tried to roll it in to save time, and Ruddy outran the man who was supposed to pick up the ball and got to it. It's going to be Comet ball with 2.8 seconds to go after the timeout. 60-54, Alton with a six-point lead, and not much chance for the Maynard Tigers. Now, Maynard led in this game by 11 on several different occasions. Matter of fact, they led it by 7 at the end of the third quarter, and the Comets, with a huge third quarter, have scored 27 points here in the fourth, while Maynard has only scored 14. Wow. So the Alton Comets looking to go to 3-2 on the year with a victory and pick up their third consecutive win and move into the semifinals of the Battle of the Border Tournament. If they hold on here in the final 2.8 seconds to win this game, they will play on Thursday at 5:45. And yes, we will have that game for you here on the Ecom Sports Network. Alton inbound, got into Cotham. Cotham just going to stand there and hold it. And there's the buzzer. 60-54. The Alton Comets with a huge fourth quarter and a comeback victory here in the Battle of the Border Tournament. They will move into the